Look, patrons, this for y'all. Lupe Fiasco, Food and Liquor, man. Rod, I have to say you right.
What?
Oh. You know, me and you would always go back and forth. I would always say the cool better. Mm-hmm. Like, no, man, Food and Liquor is better. And I never admitted it to you,
mm-hmm.
but you was right. you was definitely right.
Yeah, what? Used to have that argument?
Yeah, I used to have that argument. But
Food and Liquor better than the cool?
It flips for me sometimes.
Listening to it again, I was like, God damn. This shit is dope as fuck. This shit is super, 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 super dope. Yeah. And then I play the cool right after, and I'm like, damn, I still love the cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Rod might be right.
But yeah, like, that was my first introduction to Lupe Fiasco, was Kick Push.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was around
that was everybody's
time
first
that,
introduction,
like,
for the most part.
Nah, because he was on Touch the Sky, right.
Okay.
Touch the Sky came out.
Yeah, so I heard that song.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't heard that song. Remember, I wasn't fucking with Kanye back then. So I hadn't heard that song either. But people were saying, oh man, gotta go check out Kick Push. I was done skating at this point, but I was still part of that skater culture. So I was like, oh, let me go check it out. And I was like, no, I'm not really feeling this.
You mean like the beat? Oh, man.
I didn't think it was whack. I was just like, it's not really that good.
Here's a guy that's kind of teetering on that mainstream level, and he's actually rapping about
so
stuff.
I was like, oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So right. That's what I heard. So well. I heard
so
that.
Musically, I get you, right? But I like the balance of being musically light but content heavy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it's not beating you over.
Yeah, head. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you leave it
feeling good. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Not too heavy and worn down.
And I think about him being from Chicago, I think it was interesting him touching on so many different inner city kick topics as well as skateboarding.
Especially around that time.
I think from a mainstream level, did that really started coming on the scene? Like what? Skateboarding, like just in the inner city like that?
That was around when black growing up, kids it wasn't started skateboarding. Started,
yeah.
Like before that, mm-hmm. it was, you know, black kids, we weren't allowed to ride.
Forward. Right. So like did
so that was when it started getting
like around that time, that's when it started
yeah,
getting
yeah, around like the DGK era and all them kids. But yeah, I mean, skateboarding was still grimy.
Okay.
That's the thing. Okay. It was like skating was always grimy. So when someone wrote a song about skateboarding, even though the song is not about skateboarding, it's
right,
really not.
Right.
But when I heard it, I'm like, oh, it's a song about skateboarding. And it was like, it's too light. Like, skaters weren't light. Like, we weren't like these fluffy, happy. Nah, it needs to be grimy and ugly. That's why we listen to fucking Wu-Tang and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So when I heard that song, I'm like,
it didn't really,
Nah, because I didn't really get it.
Okay.
And even though I understand the song has really not really much to do with skateboarding at all, but I'm still just not really a fan of that song.
And I thought it was interesting that he took a song from his album and made it the concept.
But you knew something was special about that song.
Yeah,
when you heard it,
when I heard the cool, I was like,
it made sense.
Like, damn.
Because it was a story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like when he made the cool, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like an album based on that.
I didn't get that connection until later, but even when I heard the song, I thought it was just like another cool song.
A dope story. That was like a
lot of words, but. You know, I caught myself.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but going back and looking at how he set it up.
He set it up.
I'm like, wow, okay. Because I didn't pick that up at all.
Yeah, man.
But then that shit he had on here with Jay-Z Pressure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
man, yeah. Yo, I was
and
like.
It's crazy how Jay-Z ended up being like the executive producer for that. Because I don't think labels was really. Mm-mm. It was really.
Wait, for what?
But is that Jay was like.
Jay put it out, yeah.
What you mean?
Because he said when he heard him on Touch the Sky, Jay was like, yo, who's this young kid from Chicago?
And you know how Kanye talks about Lupe. Kanye's like, hey, you talking about, dangerous MC who you don't want to get on the mic with?
Right.
This guy.
And then Jay heard it and was like, I need to execute produce this.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had Nets, man. Like, when Lupe burst on the scene, yo.
And with those Revenge of the Nerds mixtapes,
it
was like that run.
All them shits.
Yeah, like that run he had right there with these two albums and those Revenge of the Nerds mixtapes. I was like, yo, because I didn't even know about the Revenge. I think Rob put me up on those Revenge of the Nerds mixtapes. I just know about the albums. Is he like the first dude, like, mainstream-wise to put, like, I guess you want to call it nerd rap on the map? I'm just like, if I even want to call it.
I mean, I don't think there's anything.
No, because
they didn't make his mixtapes. They didn't make his albums, so nah.
Yeah, but I got a funny story, man, because Rob put me onto all of those Lupe mixtapes too. I will kid you not, that was the biggest motivator to get my work done. I would put on a Lupe mixtape, I would get everything done.
But let me ask you guys this, because I was thinking about it when I was listening to it. So, I mean, obviously, this is a classic review, and we haven't thrown this out there, and I was wondering, is this a classic album?